Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. We're here live on the Smith Express Show. Today is dope. You feel me? I got a dude, you know what I'm talking about, very talented partner, young brother from the West Coast, L.A. My man Saddam, what's crackin', big boss?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? What's
man? What up?
I see you over there, man. Nice to hear from you.
Good looking. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't even finna stunt, my dude. I definitely see you working, my G. Got the new single, got the new video popping, bruh. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that's a dope track. No bullshit on some real shit.
Good looking, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I put my heart to my craft. I'm glad you recognized it, man, because, you know, I'm trying to send a signal out here.
I see you. They see you, G. Hey, if niggas don't acknowledge you or don't think nothing else, they hating. You feel me?
I feel you, 100.
Real shit. So let's get into the single. How did the single come about?
Well, you know, mostly I come out with, I like coming out with singles, but the last EP I came out with a couple of EPs. But the singles that I've been coming out with, made me come out with this one is, you know, I grew up listening to, but it's new, when I grew up listening to Ice Cube as a kid.
Salute.
And I've been hearing his that club song that he been going up for years. So, you know, and what made me think, like, hey man, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy named Versace. He got a beat that he just made for D3, Lil Wayne, and YG. So I've been speaking strong with him. So I said, hey bro, I got an idea, bro. Could you remake this Ice Cube song? And he was like, whoa, that's crazy, bro. Hell yeah, I'm gonna make it for you, because I've been fucking with Versace for a long time.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying? He got my idea. We shared ideas together and how to beat the sound. And boom, from right there, I started writing. And I linked up with Ash Bash, the rapper. She's been going up for the past years now. So, you know what I'm saying? I linked up with her. We talked about this song, how we wanted it together, how we wanted to remake this song. Next minute, bang, we did the MP3. Now we did the visual, dropped it out. It's on YouTube. Shit, that shit going. It's looking lovely.
Man. Hey, so like, what are you working on, an EP or a mixtape or an album right now?
Right now, I'm working on a couple of singles. A lot of people been hitting me up like, hey, drop another EP. But you know what I'm saying? The second EP will be Eastside Bay Bays 2.
Okay. You got a release date for it or no?
Not exactly yet, but to be honest, I already got like 4 songs into it.
Hey, that's what's up.
Hell yeah, they're pretty exclusive.
That's what's up. But hey, get back to the single, G. Like, that's definitely a club banger. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm pretty sure once this whole pandemic is over with, that shit gonna be flooding the clubs out there. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna make something happen, bro.
Facts. I need that, man. Because right after this pandemic, I'm trying to perform. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it popping. Right now, I'm just focused on promotion and trying to get my shit right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Everything is going smooth.
That's what's up. So, hey, look, let me ask you this. So, like, what is some of your influences on the music scene?
Like, what was my influences on the music scene?
Yeah. Like, that made you want to do music.
Shit, what made me want to do music, because music comes from the soul. You know what I'm saying? Your master, diamond thing, I got soul. Feel me?
True.
I'm born in the West Coast where movement has started. Shit, Once I stepped my foot up in there and made that music, it felt like I was in the right place.
True.
I started music when I was 14, but you know, I started off on Fruity Loops, trying to do it. You know, it was down and all right, but as a young dude starting something, you know what I'm saying? That meant something to me.
That's so,
what's... Further on into this music, you know what I'm saying? It costed me some bread. In line with it, but you know what I'm saying? There's been times I felt like giving up. At the same time, I'm like, nah, I ain't finna give up. I'm finna keep doing this.
That's what's up, man. Hey, that's a dope story, bro. Like, because, hey, we all been through that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, like, in my opinion, bro, if you hang around 100 people, 100 people should be streaming your songs, should be purchasing your songs out of stores. You know what I'm saying? It's only 99 cents, and plus it's free to stream. You feel me? And that right there could take a toll on a nigga motivation. You feel me?
Yeah, so far on the stream, on the song I posted out, Throw That Ass Back, featuring Saddam and Ashbash. So far, you know, I got like 10,000 streams.
Hey, that's what's up. That's money right there.
A couple of chains, you feel me? But, you know, I could do better. I know I could do better.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
What this made me do is, you know, see that to make me step my game up even more. So this new stuff I got coming out, this shit is exclusive, it's hot, and I believe it's gonna catch more attention.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Any special features?
I'm not trying to say no name, but I do got some special features. Yeah. But I just gotta make it line right. I don't wanna jinx myself.
True. I'm already knowing. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing you from L.A., the West Coast, which is the, you know what I'm saying, second largest city in America, you know what I'm saying? A lot of talent has come by, you know what I'm saying? Definitely ran through that city, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's some of your ties to the music?
Well, some of my ties to the music, I started off, I'm tapped in with 1500 or nothing. I've been cutting this record label. They've been tapped in with a whole bunch of celebrities. I can name a whole bunch of, but you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna name a few. Like Guru, that's one of the DJ, JG DJ, Tory Lanez, Trippy Red.
Hey, that's what's up.
A few amount of people. So you know, by being around a flock that do the same thing, makes you want to do even better.
True. You know what I mean? So you
know what they say, a bit of a feather flock together.
I'm already knowing, boss. You definitely out here doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Besides the music, I see you out there cutting hair. You done cut X amount of celebrities. Hey, I see you getting money, my dude.
Hell yeah, I'm out here trapping. I've been cutting for about like 15 years. I went from Los Angeles, New York, Brooklyn, then back out here. I got clientele in Cali and New York.
That's what's up. That's dope.
Even Las Vegas. I'll be out there in Las Vegas.
That's what's up. You definitely a trick of all trades. You know what I'm talking about? Folk got it all. Got wear more than one hat. That's a good way to, you know what I'm saying, to even keep your feet wet in the music scene. People know people.
Hell yeah.
Network, right. Define your net worth.
Shit, man, I'm just trying to, you know, at the end of the day, I'm keeping my head above water. And when my client really aligned, oh, I'm going to strike.
That's what's up.
If I strike, I'm my goal.
That's what's up. So, like, where you see yourself in the next, like, 3 or 5 years?
Well, where do I see myself? I see myself still grinding. Driving to be at the top, because that's the goal. For me, really, I can't take second place. I can't take third place. I don't know how that feels. I know I gotta take that first.
I'm already knowing. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, hey, let me ask you this question too. You know what I'm saying? You done been in the same room with some of the greats. You done cut some of the greats' hairs. Like, as far as musically, is there any dream collaborations?
Well, yeah, I got a couple collaborations. I got a collaboration with members from 1500. His name's Lil RJ. I got a collaboration with Lil RJ. We're going to do a video for that. 1500 is going to promote it. LME Records. We're planning to promote it. I got some upcoming features, especially with I'm seeing if Steven G if I can get a feature with my boy Steven G. I've been with him for a minute as well.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Man, so, I mean, how is the L.A. scene, though, the music scene now? Like, because you say you've been doing the music for quite some time. What is it that you bring to the game that's not already here?
Well, I bring to the game, a lot of artists, they sound the same. What I'm bringing to the game is different. I got a different swag. My sign is, and how I come about everything, like, example, when some people, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm from the West Coast, everybody, you know, West Coast, we got a certain wave that we ride. I'm trying to make this way, I'm trying to turn it into something new. I don't know exactly what it pinpoint, sure, what category it lands on. But the lane that I'm going and striving for, it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's different.
True.
I think through time, when, like, you know what I'm saying, when I develop even more than what I am, because, you know what I'm saying, more years you win, then the more you learn. It's always different things, like how you can learn through time. So, basically, shit. Coming out with this new style, so Diamond Sane is like raspy, groovy, you know what I'm saying? It's all the above type shit.
That's what's up, man. Hey, for real, on some real shit. No Hollywood shit, bro. That, hey, for real. I'm definitely proud of you, my G. Real shit. I've seen you come a long way.
Yeah. I'm still going to keep dropping shit.
Hell yeah.
Within like 2.5 weeks, I'm going to drop something else too.
That's what's up, man. So, I mean, what is your what's the next though? Like, are you planning on branching off to like the acting scenes or modeling or just clothes designing?
Well, I'm actually coming out with a clothes design. It's the Diamond Sane clothing line.
That's dope.
I'm coming out with things for shirts for females, beanies, socks, even underwears with my logo on it. Looking pretty. I've been working on that for about a year, but you know what I'm saying, I've been trying to get this together, and I say by the end of this year, my logo should be out in my clothing. We in the game.
That's what's up, man. That's dope. That's real talk. So, hey, for those that are trying to get a hold of you, like, what's some of the social media in case they want to collab, in case they might need work, they might need a cut-up, you feel me?
Well, the best place to reach me, you can reach me on Instagram at moneybag_SADON, moneybag_Saddam, that's me, or you can hit me up on Twitter, Saddam Insane.
9518. All right. Hey, look, but hey, look, let me ask you this question, though. You know what I'm saying? I know you got to go pretty soon. Let me ask you this question. What's the meaning, like, the history behind your name?
Oh, I'm glad you even asked that, man, because so many people ask. And so many people, when I tell them my name is a Diamond Sane, they be like, what?
Oh, me. Oh, I'm already knowing.
Well, yeah, all right. Alright, the Diamond Sane, basically, it's a city in the Bible. It was a city that the Lord destroyed because it had so much wickedness in it. Now, you know what I'm saying? Growing up as a teen, preteen, all the way until I was 18, you know, I was a knucklehead. I was boxing and everything, and you know what I'm saying? I like going out fighting. I was starting shit until, you know what I'm saying, I got a wake-up call. That wake-up call changed my life. But my mom taught me to dime because I was terrible. Then all that terribleness got destroyed. And I turned into the person I am today.
That's what's up.
And so far that made me carrying, that thing been carrying on. But at the same time, when people hear it, they are shocked.
Man. Hey, that's a dope story, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? For those of you, cause you know what I'm saying. Like I said, like when people see that name and they pronounce it, that they definitely think of something else. You know what I'm saying? It's good. You came on here to clear the airways. You feel me? Let them know what it is and what's the real meaning behind your name.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah, I do get a lot of questions about that. I'm
Man,
either I'm a terrorist, they be like, "Oh, you Muslim?"
I swear to God, G, I'm already knowing, G. Hey, we definitely gonna get the work in, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Outside of the podcast, we definitely gonna do the music thing, man. I'm gonna definitely need you. You know what I'm saying? If you need me for features or anything, let me know.
Hey, Mando, shit. If you ever trying to, you know what I'm saying, get some shit lined up. There's something we could put like a West Coast and
an
East Coast beat together and see what that do.
Oh yeah,
and we both get up on there, two different styles.
Hell yeah, hey, that's dope. Real shit. Hey, on some real shit, I think that'd be dope.
Hell yeah, that sounds great. Shit, I'm really into music. You feel me? I like, and the thing I really like doing, I like remaking like old school beats. Lately, I've been remaking old school beats, and these old beats. Now that I turned
them
into, that shit is exclusive and it's
priceless. I'm already knowing, and hey, there's nothing like priceless music that could stand the test of time. Cause you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people just out here just doing music just to be doing it, and that music don't have no substance, and it's like it only lasts for the moment. You feel me? You definitely make music that could be played 5 or 10 years from now.
Oh yeah. Trying to make it happen, Captain, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm already knowing, man. So, hey, Saddam got the clothing line dropping. You feel me? Single with Ash Bash out right now, video. Let him know the name and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Plug that shit, G.
Hell yeah, you can look me up on YouTube. The Diamond Thing. That's SaddamNSAIN. Check my channel out. This would be the first video. The Diamond Thing and Ashback. Throw that ass back.
Real shit.
It's available everywhere. Spotify, Pandora, iPhone.
You hear that, man. Go download it. Go streaming crazy. Definitely a certified banger. Hey, how did you end up linking with Ash Bash, though? Like, you guys were friends or?
Well, I know her through different people. Such as, like, you know what I'm saying, some of my clients and some of the people I associate with, they told me that first, it's actually two Ash Bashes. It's Ash Bash the rapper and Ash Bash the Coldest. Ash Bash the Coldest was the main person that was supposed to beat on the song, but I just couldn't reach out to her. I know she had some other stuff going on. I don't know what she had going on, but you know what I'm saying, she was doing her shit. But, you know what I'm saying, I reached out to Ash Bash the rapper, and she responded, you know what I'm saying? I hopped on there, and boom, we got some shit lined up. The original person was Ash Bash the Coldest.
That's crazy. Hey. Hey, is so, like, you know what I'm saying? So, who's hottest, like, who's hot in the L.A. area? Do Keek the Sneak still do his thing or nah?
He's in the Bay Area. To be honest, I haven't really heard too much from Keek the Sneak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I pay attention to, I fuck with Keek the Sneak. That nigga hard. You feel me? You have to listen to him. What?
Yeah. Man. Man, G, like real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you know what I'm saying? He definitely do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I fuck with Keek the Sneak. I fuck with E-40. I fuck with everybody. Mac Dre, I fuck with all them.
That's what's just up, man.
That's another, that's like, you know what I'm saying? That's almost damn near the heart of LA is the Bay Area. You know, came out with that hyphy. They showing this shit.
Hey, that's what's up. That's still big out there, or?
To be honest, I'm not near the Bay Area.
I just thought maybe throughout the whole California it was still a thing. Or was it a big thing?
Yeah, that was a big thing. That shit was smacking.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm already knowing. It's the same thing with the Chicago drill music. You feel me? Chicago's cool, you know what I'm saying? The drill music, it still goes on, but it's not as big as it once was.
Man, all it takes is somebody to come and remake it, you feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying? But once the song is a hit, it's always going to be a hit. That means somebody loves it.
True. I agree, because, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people out here that just really be making songs for the moment, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, oh, it's only good for 1 week, and then, like, a month later, you forgot all about it.
Well, yeah, that's why, as a song artist, you got to stay consistent, because, you know what I'm saying, the next motherfucker bounce out of nowhere and start bubbling. Or next motherfucker can see your whole wave and rock the wave and he'll bubble off your own wave.
That's real shit.
Shit, but at the same time, stay consistent so your pattern could be like, you know what I'm saying? Your pattern that you're leaving by, it could be remembered.
That's real shit. That's some real shit on some real shit, G. That's real. I definitely feel that. You feel me? But, hey, I ain't gonna hold you up too long. You know, somebody, I know you finna get to the bag, finish getting to the money. It's an honor for you to be on my show. You feel
Hell
me?
Yeah, man. I appreciate you giving me a call and putting it on the Smith show. That shit mean a lot to me. And I'm a big supporter of your show.
Good looking.
I will be promoting your shit even more, cause you know what I'm saying, man. You're the second interview I ever had.
Hey, so, that's what's up. That's what's
letting me know that it's going good.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, keep going. Hey, Chicago got your back, bro. You definitely got my support. For real.
Appreciate it, dog. And shout out Chicago. You feel me? I fuck with Windy City. You know what I'm saying? My boy, it wasn't for him. He's from Chicago. His name's Stephen. He's the one that got me with Fifth Plane. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Stephen. I appreciate you, my guy. Shout out 1500. Shout out Smith and the show.
Good looking, my G. We definitely gonna get to the work, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, my guy.
No problem, boss. No problem at all, man. I'm gonna definitely hit you right after this. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna text your line. We definitely gonna get something up. We're running fast.
All right, bet.
All right.
I'm tapping with you as well.
All right, for sure, y'all.
All right.
Yo, there you have it. The big homie out in L.A., Partner Saddam Hussein, you feel me? That new single, Throw That Ass Back, with rapper Ash Bash, dope track. If you ain't heard it or seen the visuals, it's on YouTube. It's all on all on the streaming platforms. Go tune in. You definitely won't be upset. To me, it's a hot banger. For real. But there you have another dope interview. I'm signing out, Smith, for the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. You heard me?